I love learning about history, but let's be honest, history can sometimes be scary, especially when you're learning about when spiders came to America.
Yes, we're talking about tarantulas. Tarantulas are probably the biggest and scariest looking of them all, but they're actually quite docile, and they're pets. People keep them as pets, and they have a long history of that as a pet, so you can learn more about that by watching the documentary, Spiders Will Eat Your Face. It's really funny, creative, and fun, and informative. So you should watch it. You can watch it on Amazon, Amazon Instant Watch, and Amazon Prime.
What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the Pants Party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time, she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
The gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
All right, welcome to episode 133 of Pop Culture Connoisseurs. We are a gal and a gay. I'm Mick.
Kitty.
Whoops. I like to change the open sometimes, right, yep. And then I forget what's next.
I thought you were done talking. That's when I started talking, and then you kept going. And anyway,
that's the fun of the podcast.
That's right. That's the fun off the cuff.
Yes. So we're talking about a few things in this podcast. We're going to end with Star Wars: Last Jedi. We're going to talk about Force Friday. And a little bit in our news segment about a possible LGBT character that we will meet. For the first time in The Last Jedi. We're also going to talk about Will and Grace. It's coming back. We talked a little bit about it before, but we'll talk a little bit more about the premiere. And also, I mean, this is a pop culture podcast, so we're going to talk the new iPhone.
New iPhone.
Before the big reveal on September 12th. But of course, we also like to start each podcast with what we are watching.
What we've been watching.
Yeah, so what have you been watching this
week? So this week I've been watching The Keepers on Netflix. It's a docuseries, and it's very enthralling. I'm almost done with it, but it's about the murder of a nun back in 1969 in Baltimore, Maryland. And there was a whole cover-up associated with it. It's very compelling. Like I said, it's very interesting, and there's layers and layers and layers of different things in here. So it's very well done, and it's all, you know, there's no narration. It's all just sound and stuff from the people involved.
So a typical documentary.
Yeah, typical documentary, but it's done very well.
Okay, so is it sort of like Making a Murderer?
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, each episode focuses on something different. So there's the murder, and they talk to these two women who were, the nun was a teacher at a Catholic high school in Baltimore, and they talk to her. So there's two of her former students who have, her case has been cold for however many years, so they've started taking it upon themselves to investigate it and connect some dots, and then this whole Facebook page, so they wrap them in there, and then sex abuse component to it, alleged sex abuse at the school involving a priest, and then it goes years, you know, then it goes into that investigation and how he may be tied to the murder of the nun, and it's just really interesting, the different people they're talking to it and how it's all wrapped together. So
do you feel like there's going to be some kind of conclusion?
That's what I'm wondering. I mean,
leaving everyone to kind of make up their own mind.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a make up their own mind kind of thing. As far as I know, I'm two episodes till the end. And I mean, this case happened 40 something years ago, almost 50 years ago. So, you know, a lot of the major players are dead, you know, and so there's I don't think there can be any real resolution in this, so but it's interesting, so we'll see. I've been avoiding reading anything about this case just because I don't want to be spoiled. So maybe there was a resolution that I'm not aware of, but it's still interesting. So highly recommend it if you like documentaries.
Do you find, because some people don't like documentaries because they feel a lot of times it's they like a typical story where there's a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it wraps everything up in a nice little bow. I mean, you kind of feel like, is that what you're expecting from this?
You know, yes and no. I mean, I've watched a lot of documentaries, and they don't all have a clear resolution. I don't think there's going to be a resolution in this one, but it's just still the story of, you know, what these women are going through and what these, you know, again, the scandal involving the church and the cover-up, and, you know, there's been a lot of those stories out there. So it's just really interesting. yeah, I don't know. I just enjoy a good story, especially when it's, I like true crime stories, but, you know, involving real people and real emotions, you know, I just really like that as a whole. So I think even if there's not a resolution per se, I think this one will still be enjoyable, you know.
Do you feel maybe that you like it because you are a newscast producer?
I do, definitely. I think for sure. Because, you know, a lot of times we report on terrible things every day, you know, cases, trials, that sort of thing. And we don't always get to see every aspect of a case or get all the details. And so for me, working in news, it is interesting to hear those details that a lot of people don't get to hear, or we don't typically get to hear when we're reporting on it. So anyway, I like hearing the ins and outs and the people involved and that sort of thing. So
do you feel like that may be something that you want to do sometime?
Yeah.
To be a producer of?
For sure. I don't even know how, where we would begin. I know we've talked about doing
I mean, it's basically just a big news
story.
Right,
exactly. And given our combined experience in the news industry, I think we could do a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of, like we've talked, it's just a matter of finding that story and those people involved to make it compelling. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. We've had some ideas, but...
And I feel like, being a news reporter for so many years when I was, that, you know, a lot of times people don't want to talk to you because they know they're gonna, it's going to show up on the 6 o'clock news or the 10 o'clock news that very night.
Mm-hmm.
But with a documentary, I think there's you have a little bit more breathing room.
Right.
It's like, well, it might be ready in a year.
Yeah.
2 years. 3 years.
10 years. Who knows,
so,
right?
But I think it's just a different approach, and I think that's a lot of times why when you watch a documentary, you find that, oh my gosh, they're there for such an incredible moment, or the people feel more at ease. Because with a documentary, you're not knocking on their front door and like, okay, we have a camera, we need to talk to you right now. A lot of that is them with the people that they're going to interview. There's a relationship that's there, and then they're able to get these amazing interviews, and they're able to be there for maybe these key moments. Like we talked a little bit about the bones, the remains that were found of a girl who's been missing for years.
For almost 10 years.
And the thing
and
is,
the remains of another woman
who
went missing.
Because a lot of times they're documentary crews that are just waiting for the next big thing. Like Hurricane.
Making a murder. I'm sorry. It was
Harvey.
Harvey. But Making a Murderer, I mean, they, after his first conviction was overturned, like they stuck around until, right?
Yeah, so...
I mean, they knew that...
Because I was in Wisconsin at the time. And the thing is, like, you know, we helped them. Like, they were just a couple people just there covering it. And they didn't even know what they were going to get.
Right.
They just finished school, and they're like, hey, this is of an interest. This is unique. This is something. And they just kind of continue to follow it.
Yeah.
And again, they weren't rushed into, oh, we've got to get this on for the 10 o'clock.
Right, exactly.
They were able to stick around. They were able to kind of wait until there was some kind of resolution.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that happened 10 years later.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's I love the thought of putting together a documentary. I mean, it would be so daunting. But again, you're able to really tell a story. And a lot of people who get into news, the TV news business, that's what they want to do. They want to tell a story, or they want to be on TV. I don't know. I think there's a lot there. It would be incredible to, how do you approach it? How do you live for a year or two trying to put together a documentary?
I know.
And then once you have all that footage, I mean, you have to be, you sort of have to, you'd have to treat it like a news operation.
You definitely would.
You're going to have to log every day.
Log
you're going to have
it,
to log.
Yeah.
And logging is,
I mean,
not my favorite thing in the world.
No, and you know, and even then, you're going to have to, like, see what you have, what video do we have to match that, you know, and even then, it'll be, I'm sure there's a lot during the editing process, or even just the writing process or whatever, that they're like, shoot, we don't have video for that, we're going to have to go back, and the keepers, there's a lot of, I would say reenactments, but there's a lot of it's like a reenactment, but it's just kind of telling the story through, there's nobody's talking or anything, and it's all very blurry and stylized, but you know, like that sort of thing. Like you'd have to do that to fill in some holes, because obviously there's no video of that sort of thing. So, anyway, it's a very long, detailed process.
Yeah.
So when it's well done, it's it's fantastic, you know. So
that is one that I will make sure that stays on my list.
Yeah, you really should. It's compelling.
What is next for me to watch? So this week I finished Ozark with Jason Bateman and Laura Linney. It's really good. I will say, you know, everyone is kind of, I wish I hadn't, if you guys haven't watched it or know much about it, the thing that I wish I hadn't read before, and it's not a spoiler alert, it's a, this is Jason Bateman's Breaking Bad. So, like, well, I'm expecting Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
But I understand what they were, because it just puts Breaking Bad in your head, and I loved Breaking Bad so much, and then you're kind of seeing it from the violence standpoint, and there really aren't people to root for necessarily. I mean, you root for Walter White, but and you know, in Jason Bateman's case, Marty Bird. But I will say that first episode, there's about a 10-minute scene that is brutal.
Yeah,
it's brutal.
Yeah.
But it's good. I mean,
it's good. I mean,
once you get past that, it's sort of like we've talked about Fargo. I've told you to, you've got to watch Fargo. But anyway, that's just it. It took me a long time to get the season one. It took me a long time to get through that first episode.
Yeah.
Because it's violent.
Yeah.
And then after that, the storytelling take, and it's like, okay, the characters, this is this kind of show that I love to watch. Season two was great. But with Ozark, kind of the same thing. I will say that once it was over, I did want more. I want to, even though it's hard to root for any of the characters, but I'm glad it got picked up for season two.
Yeah. So. Okay, that's good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I started it and I watched maybe the first three episodes and I really liked it. I just haven't gotten around to finishing it yet, but I will. So,
and we've talked about this. So, how I approach watching TV series, if I'm watching something depressing and violent like that, I have to counterbalance
it
with something else. And I finally picked this up. I did watch the first episode right when it premiered last year, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
The year before.
Uh-huh.
The problem I have with it is it's an hour show.
Hour long,
But now it's only 40 minutes because I can take the commercials out of it. It's great.
It's great, isn't it?
She is great.
She's amazing.
Rachel Bloom is fantastic.
She's funny. Like, everyone's really funny on the show, but the songs are really funny.
Oh my gosh.
She's great.
Sexy getting ready song and the yoga something. Yes. I just watched that episode.
It's a fun show. Mm-hmm. It's very well done. So, it's enjoyable.
I feel like the TV shows they need to get back to 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I think we can tell a good story in 30 minutes instead of kind of stretching it out. Even when you're enjoying watching it, there's just so much TV out there too.
I know.
And if they were all 30 minutes or 40 minutes, and what is it? The Mindy Project, once they moved to Hulu, they got rid of that formula. Like, if they need a 30-minute episode, then it's 30 minutes. If it needs to be 20 minutes, then it's 20 minutes.
Which I like a lot.
Yeah. I think it wasn't the OA we talked about.
The OA was the same way,
kind of started that trend.
Yeah.
The episode's only as long
as it needs to be. Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of see that with HBO series too. Game of Thrones, it varies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Certain others. And I think I can appreciate that.
I agree. Because
from a viewing aspect to a creative aspect.
Exactly.
Why are you going to stretch stuff out or include dialogue that's not needed just to make sure you get to the 42 minutes?
I think we've talked about this before, The Walking Dead, for an example.
Ugh.
You know, they could benefit from that, you know, having shorter episodes or longer episodes or shorter seasons. Because, you know, there are a lot of filler episodes, it feels like. A lot of filler storylines, things that are not necessary.
Yeah.
And I think it could really improve that show if they went that route. But I think that's the curse of being on a network, you know, especially when you're one of the top rated shows, you know.
The Walking Dead also needs to figure out when its final season is, and they need
They need a clear ending point. Right. Agreed.
They are now at a point where I'm not excited.
I know.
I don't care about it coming back. I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm really not either. I'm so bummed about it because it was really good for so long, and it's just, especially the past few seasons, there's been some really good things about it, but most of it, like, there's just dumb things that just really turn me off.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still going to watch it, but, I'm not nearly as excited about it. as I have been in the past.
Well, and we talked also about, I think Westworld maybe hurt him a little bit because they had that really rough mm-hmm. season when they killed Glenn and Abraham off at the very beginning, and people started tuning away, and it was brutal too. Mm-hmm. Obviously, people love that, but I think it wasn't because of necessarily the violence. It was just like, or maybe the violence kind of amplified, oh, wow, this is not mm-hmm. going to end well. This mm-hmm. show is, there is mm. no glimmer of hope.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Our favorites are all going to die.
Yeah. And now we're getting into, there's more Negan. And I think, you know, this is the good guys versus bad guys things. And I think that's going to end interesting. But I mean, where are they going to go from here? And there might be a time jump in there. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that in that preview that you have old man Rick.
I think it's just going to be a like a dream or something. But in the books, there is a flash, a flash forward. So we'll see. I don't know. But again, like the show could be so much better than it actually is, and it just comes down to the storytelling. And I just think, it's just not good.
It
sometimes.
Absolutely comes down to the storytelling.
Yeah.
Okay, so Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, highly recommend Ozark as well. And
The Keepers. If you like documentaries, watch it. So,
all right, let's move on to news.
Headlines, here we go.
All right, we're just hours away from the reveal of the new iPhone, whatever they're going to call it, 8X edition. Whatever it is. Anyway, it's the 10th anniversary iPhone. I will say that I did not want to convert to iPhone in the very beginning because I loved my BlackBerry. I loved it.
Well, those are obsolete now.
Those are obsolete. But I did love my BlackBerry.
I know you did. I remember.
And I did not want to switch over to an iPhone. But then I replaced this BlackBerry 3 times a year. And I'm not kidding. Like, it was at least twice a year I would have to get a new BlackBerry.
Uh-huh.
And then the iPhone won me over. And I will say in the last few months, I'm getting a little fed up with my phone.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like it knows it's about to get replaced.
And so it's acting up.
It's acting up. And I'm so close to getting a new phone, there's no reason to go in and get a new upgrade.
Yeah.
So it's like I have to restart it a couple times a day. The battery is junk.
That is
and
crazy.
I think another reason why I think our batteries have been really bad lately is because we don't charge them with the iPhone specific. Because I charge mine in the car.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the best thing for your phone.
Yeah.
Like, you should always just charge it with whatever. But again, we live in a world now where we need to be using our phones all the time.
Exactly.
The batteries, whatever. Anyway, so we could be getting wireless charging. We could get the one thing that's making me a little nervous is the face recognition unlocking the phone. And again, there are rumors that we will see 3 phones. We will see, we don't know.
7S, 7S
or
Plus.
Or it could be 8, 8S. And then the new, whatever, the 10th anniversary phone, which is rumored to be about $1,000.
Right.
You know, and a lot of us lease our phones anyway.
Yeah.
I don't. Here's the thing. I'm not going to lease it to give it up to them. Like, I'm going to lease to own it.
Yeah.
I'm not spending $1,000. And I'll do it for work, my work.
Mm-hmm.
More. I mean, that's one reason I would get the newest. But, like, I want it to be mine. I'm not going to rent lease for...
Right. I agree.
Anyway, so I'm excited about possibly wireless charging. But again, the face recognition, like, there are a lot of times where, even with the Touch ID, I'll, like, touch it with my pinky.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, I want it to, you know...
Yeah.
I want to look at it, but I don't want everyone to see whatever I'm doing. And, like, you know, I've been reading articles, and I'm sure Apple will explain it all. But, like, what happens if you're being mugged or whatever, and people want to get in your phone? They're just going to hold your phone up to your face, it unlocks, and they're in.
But, you know, in that same breath, they could do that with your thumb too. Like, they could hold your thumb down, and, you know, so.
True.
Yeah. Just.
But still, with a face recognition, they could hold it away from me. I mean, it could always be unlocked. See, that's the thing. And remember when they switched to Touch ID?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is fast. Like, this is too fast.
I know. It's really fast. Yeah. There are some times where, like, as soon as I touch it, it unlocks. And I'm like, okay. I don't want to. I want to see what the time is. I don't need to unlock it. So,
right.
But yeah, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. I'm on the fence about getting a new one. We'll see. It depends on what's happening with the new phone and how much it's going to cost. Because I have the 7 Plus that I got last year when it came
but
out.
Aren't you on the iPhone Forever?
I am on the iPhone Forever.
So you could just get a new one.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you still have to lease it.
It just pushes your lease.
It pushes the lease and it pushes the payments up depending on how much the phone is.
So oh, right.
If I were to get a $1,000 phone, I'd probably be paying, I don't know how much a month, but you know, it's going to push my payments up even more, so.
Now, I will say I did go in and check, and I don't know this person's name, so I'm not like I'm giving away secrets through Sprint, but I went to a Sprint store, and I'm like, hey, my phone is, and he's like, well, mine's kind of doing the same thing. He said, but I'm hearing that with the, because it's funny how the cell phone carriers have changed every, like, contract. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a contracts for a while, and you have to have a two-year contract. And with your two-year contract, you get a free phone, you know, but you had to pay more for service. So apparently their Sprint is considering the lease-to-own option. So there will be no more leasing, and then you can get a new phone. You just have to start a new lease. So when you lease it, you finish your lease, that phone is yours.
So I think that's the option I have now, is the lease to own. So I like that, actually, because Verizon does the same thing. When I had Verizon, that's how it was, too. But, yeah.
And I also have to wonder, like, how... I mean, is this an every-year thing? Like, the iPhone thing, like, why is this still a big deal? Right. I mean, I think it's great, but it's, like, in a big event.
It is.
And I don't know if... I feel like the events
should probably be going
by the wayside.
You know, until, I don't know, I feel like until the phone is like a hologram or something, or like floats, I don't know, does something incredibly sci-fi, I'm not going to be that excited until, you know, like I
do want it to be almost waterproof. That's what
I
want.
That's what
almost
they
waterproof,
should
which
work
is water
on.
Resistant. Mm-hmm. I want longer battery life.
Mm-hmm.
And wireless charging, whatever, I don't care. And I really don't care about the wireless charging.
Yeah.
It'd be fine, but...
Yeah, I don't care about charging, but yeah. But yeah, no, I think, you know, I think there's a lot of technology still to come. But yeah, I mean, I will say the camera on this 7 compared to the one I had before is amazing.
Yeah, it's an upgrade.
You know, so that's definitely an upgrade.
And it's more like a DSLR.
Yes,
kind of.
Exactly.
And so that's why I'm like, okay, I can justify spending $1,000 because I can use it for work.
Right.
Because some clients, they're fine with it being on your phone, even if it doesn't look like the professional video equipment that I use.
Yeah.
If they just want social media videos, things like that, the phones work just fine.
Yeah, exactly.
So especially the newer phones.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess we'll find out September 8th.
12th.
48.
Right.
There we go.
The 12th is when they're going to do their unveil, and typically their new phones go on the sale at the end of September, early October. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, usually it's later that week. They'll be available for pre-order. And then from there. Okay,
so
some other exciting news that's happening at the end of September.
Yes.
The new season of Will and Grace.
Will and Grace.
And it's been renewed already for a second season.
So yeah, so hopefully, I mean, that tells me a lot that NBC is, one, hoping it's a success, and thinks it's probably going to be a success. So why else would you already renew it for season 2? So.
Right. And just by the previews, I feel like it's more relevant today than it was back...
In the 90s.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's going to be... I mean, just watching the previews, it's so funny. And I just can't wait to see it. And I want to go back and watch the whole series. I just don't...
We've looked.
Right,
we've,
it's nowhere to stream nowhere. It.
You have to buy it
from
Amazon.
You have to buy it, yeah, unfortunately. So.
Or iTunes.
But
again, it would be good to have. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
So... but anyway, it's exciting. It's... premiering September 28th. I already know people who are starting to have, they're already planning to have a watch party for the first night. And here's another I mean, we do that for Game of Thrones and certain things, but that used to be the big thing back in the day.
Yeah, you're
You'd have
right.
For Friends, for, I mean, maybe Will and Grace toward the end, but it's exciting that we're getting back to the must-see Thursday and Will and Grace. And again, if this is as successful as NBC thinks it's going to be, then we're going to be seeing more shows.
Right.
Roseanne comes back. That's another one on a different network. But anyway. All right. So Will and Grace, looking forward to September 28th. So plan your watch parties.
Yes.
Okay. So as we're moving closer into Star Wars news.
You know, it's only, what, 4 months? 4, 5, 6, 7. No, wait. 9,
3.
11, 12. Yeah, 3.
Almost 3 months. So, and we still haven't had a real trailer yet out for the last.
When are they going to drop this?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Like, they have to.
I think it would be awesome if they didn't.
I know,
because even Rian Johnson has said, here on out, Star Wars fans, do not look at any marketing,
video
marketing,
yeah.
anything. And we'll get into why that could be a reason in just a few minutes. But first, so as we're getting closer to The Last Jedi, a couple new novels have dropped. Mm-hmm. The newest one is Leia, Princess of Alderaan. It's another one by Claudia Gray. She wrote the last Leia novel, Bloodline, that went along with The Force Awakens. And here is kind of a revelation from the book, is that there's a possibility that the character that's going to be played by Laura Dern in The Last Jedi, Amalyn Holdo, she is possibly bisexual. She's an LGBT mm-hmm. character. And the reason why people are saying that's probably an accurate description is because of this passage in this book, Leia, Princess of Alderaan, where she's having a conversation with Leia, and it says something along the lines of, well, no, it's a quote. Sorry, I will read it directly from ScreenRant.com. In the book, there is a moment where Leia and Holdo are having a conversation joking about the possibility of an interspecies relationship. Quote, a pair of pretty dark eyes, then Amalyn thought about that for a moment. Or more than a pair if you're looking at, or if you're into Grands or Qualish or Talls, that must be some type of species, or even... That's all right, Leia said through laughter. It's just humanoid males for me. Holdo, really? That feels so limiting. Thank goodness it's a big galaxy.
Oh.
So it's funny because that sounds like a Laura Dern character.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like just that line of dialogue, I can see.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, just from Big Little Lies. And just Laura Dern is such a great actress.
She's so great, yeah.
So that's really exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. Yeah.
So there's a possibility.
Yeah, it's great.
And I'm sure it will not really be addressed in The Last Jedi. Maybe that she has a partner or she's interested in whatever. Yeah. But I just like that there's that possibility out there.
I like that, yeah.
Because we know, and you know, there's so many fan speculations about Finn and Poe.
Right, exactly.
Or at least Poe.
At least Poe, yeah.
And also, there was, talk something. I'm going to look something up.
What am I talking about?
just talking about Poe Dameron.
Stuff. There's been rumors that Poe is gay, which we are both on board on. And then there's the theory that Finn and Poe will end up together, and there's a romance brewing there. Which again, we ship that. We totally support that ever happening. Is it gonna? I don't know. I mean. I don't know, but you know, even Mark Hamill has said, you know, there's
possibly Luke
is gay, almost, he could be gay, you know, so I don't put it out of the realm of possibility. I don't see why not in this day and age. You don't have a LGBTQ character, some inclusiveness, so I think I like that idea, so yeah.
And of course the internet is down right now for some reason. Thank you, Spectrum. Shout out to Spectrum. Just took over Time Warner. Anyway, but so there's apparently a passage in one of the books where Poe is sort of flirting with, he's been captured or something, and he's sort of flirting with the his captor, who is a male.
I am 100% on board with Poe Dameron being gay. I think it just adds a layer to his character. I mean, his character itself is just a badass, but yeah, I just... there would be that extra layer that would just make it extra enjoyable, I
right.
think.
You know? I don't think Finn will end up, but if they're going to do that, I think if they're going to go down that route, I think that would be great if they...
I agree. It would be great, you know, and it would be in this universe where, I mean, like stuff like that doesn't matter, I would think, in the Star Wars universe, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a big deal, and it shouldn't be a big deal. So, anyway, I really hope that
I can't find
does
it.
Happen.
But anyway, so there's something. But again, he could have been trying to get out of a sticky situation, and he knew that it might work.
Maybe he's
on
bi.
This.
I mean, too. Yeah.
It's a Star Wars. It's a big universe.
Right.
And why not?
He's a charmer,
one of our new
Poe Dameron.
Big heroes ends up being LGBT.
Yeah, I like it.
Anyway,
that.
So just exciting news. I think it's great. So anyway, possibility, Laura Dern's character is bye.
Yeah.
So, all right. So now let's get to
let's
talking
get
about
The
Last Jedi.
Yes, right. Here we go.
Remember, the Force will be with you. always.
All right, so we're not really going to get into any spoilers for The Last Jedi because
we don't know anything, right?
Which is great, I think. But yeah. We just had Force Friday just a few days ago, and so new toys were released. Right. But Rian Johnson has said, and he has stated several times, that there were really no big spoilers with any of the toys that came out. So the big thing, the big rumor is, and I hope it's just a rumor, and maybe they just messed up on this toy box of this new, it's a new, what are they calling it? It's a new vehicle for the bad guys, for the First Order, and I'll let you take a look at it. Okay, so here it is. What is that? That thing.
This?
No, that. Oh. Yeah, what is this?
It looks like the Death Star.
Right.
Right? That's supposed to be a new toy? Or a new vehicle?
The new vehicle's this.
Oh.
But the background shows.
But that looks like a TIE fighter.
What? Right.
Right.
A new TIE fighter. Oh. That's a new TIE fighter.
Oh, okay.
And then there's
the Death Star. Another Death Star?
Fucking Death Star.
Like, they did.
If there is another Death Star, it.
Right.
If there is another Death Star,
don't the bad guys know by now? Maybe we should stop making these Death Star things because they keep getting destroyed.
So in the EU, which is not canon, it's legend now, the Rebellion had made big battle stations, like the Death Star, but similar to the Death Star. That is a carbon copy of the old Death Star. So it's gotta be a mistake.
I think it's just probably for promotionals, right? They're like sticking on so people know it's Star Wars, but the Death Star in there, you know?
Right. So right. It's making a few people nervous. Not a few. Millions.
Right. Well, yeah. Come on.
The critics were...
It cannot...
Everyone...
Another movie with the Death Star thing?
Another Death Star.
When the first one was all about that?
Right.
We know.
So... I don't know what it means, but you know this stuff has been combed through, making sure that it is correct. I mean, things don't get released without, but that's pretty
interesting.
Pretty bad. Anyway, so there,
Did you see the evil BB-8?
Yes. BB-9E or something like that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for it if it's cute. I mean, if it's... cute like BB-8 is. Could you imagine BB-8 and evil BB-8 chatting?
Well, originally people thought, because they'd seen it in a Lego, that maybe they dress BB-8 up as. Mm-hmm. But I guess we're going to find out that that there are other BB units, even BB-8 units, for the Rebellion, that were the Resistance. We're going to see in The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
So because we're also learning. Apparently, that we were just talking about Laura Dern's character, she will be another faction, like a leader of another faction of the Resistance.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Her and Leia will be butting heads over how to pick up the pieces from the New Republic.
Hmm.
So there's that. Mark Hamill. There's been some promotional material where he's looking very dark. And so everyone's still wondering, oh my God, are they going to turn Luke into a bad guy? I mean, that's what the first trilogy was all about.
Well, that's true.
And it didn't work out. So why are we...
But no way. I mean...
Right.
Yeah, I don't see it. I think he's going to be he's obviously Luke's been through some stuff. So maybe that's the whole reason for that. But I don't think he's going to go dark, right? I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
Here are a couple of quotes from some of the toys. So the new toys, the little toys, the 4-inch toys, they have like the Force Link or whatever. So you put them up and they say dialogue from the movie. So here's what comes with the Rey toy. Here are a couple lines that she says. I feel the Force. You're going to pay for what you did. I'm not leaving without you. You will release me. I'm not giving you anything. Get out of here. So, of course, there's really no clarification as to who she's saying any of these lines mm-hmm. to, but it seems pretty clear. You're going to pay for what you did. You will release me, and I'm not giving you anything. Lines could be said to Kylo Ren or others in the First Order.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of speaks for itself. Maybe not, but...
I feel the Force, obviously. She's
I feel the Force.
That's probably with Luke, I would think. Right, yeah.
And then I'm not leaving without you. So that's her getting Luke off of that planet.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And then with the Kylo Ren figure, he says, get my ship ready, darkness, follow my lead.
Hmm.
So.
It's unmasked figure.
Yeah, there's an unmasked figure. Because I guess he's not going to be as masked as he was in the first. I mean, we don't know. But anyway, the unmasked figure says, we're not done yet. I feel the power of the Force. I know what I have to do, and you will bring me Luke. You will bring Luke Skywalker to me. So there are a couple others. Screen Rant. They've done a few. So it's just very interesting.
Can I just say this is super nerdy?
Right. Right.
People analyzing what the toys are saying.
Of course they are. They've got nothing. There's not even a trailer out. Of course they're going to analyze. Okay, so here's what Luke Skywalker's action figure states. Trust your instincts. Obviously, he's talking to Rey. Leave this place, which could be Kylo, or it could be Rey. You could be saying
it could
that
be
to Rey,
like saying leave this place.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or it could be Kylo and the Knights of Ren show up. May the Force be with you. Obviously, Luke Skywalker's going to say that.
Yeah, of course.
Which is a good sign
that
maybe he's not Dark Luke if he's saying those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Come, I'll show you the true meaning of the Force. That's pretty awesome. I mean, obviously he's talking to Rey.
Uh-huh.
And then stay back. So, who knows about that. Hmm. But, and that, it's exciting.
That is exciting. I mean, yeah. But do we know this is actual dialogue from the film, or?
Well, they're the Last Jedi action figures. So, probably, I mean, kids are going to want, kids do this because, it's something that was in the movie kind of thing.
Yeah,
so, anyway, it will be exciting to see where it all ends up. And we're 3 months away.
I know.
Three months.
It's going to be here before we know it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I know.
And then, of course, the Porgs are really big. The little creatures that are living with Luke.
Come on. I missed this one. I'm not as entrenched in this stuff as you are.
You should. So. Look at this. The little Porgs.
Cute.
Yeah, see? And they're little... And they're like plush toys of the Porgs.
Are they Pogs? They should be Pogs. Porg Pogs.
Pogs.
I don't know why.
I don't know either what you're saying.
I'm just saying.
I apologize for her.
Just Porg. Sounds like Pog.
But anyway, so. And apparently. And apparently they
So they live on the island with Luke?
And so apparently. And they have. And they friend.
Oh my god. They
see?
Are so cute.
They friend Chewbacca.
I mean, they're cuter than Ewoks.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Those are cute.
Yeah.
My God.
Aren't those... Look at that.
They're like little fuzzy penguins almost.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, apparently they live on the island and they take to Chewbacca.
Oh.
There's even a book.
Oh, my God.
Chewie and the Porgs.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that cute?
It's cute.
Cooking. That's it. Anyway, so
cute.
We're gonna have our adorable
cute.
Element.
Okay, good. We had BB-8 last year. Now we're gonna have Porgs.
Right. Isn't that awesome? Okay, so have you seen the mini? So you know I have a little BB-8. The thing. So now there's an R2-D2.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no! Actually, I did see this. I saw a video of somebody rolling it around.
Legit.
Yeah.
Like has the third leg comes out and.
Fun.
Yeah. So
I'll put it on your Christmas
I know,
list.
Which I meant to buy for myself, but whatever. Anyway, so we're still, 3 months away. It's exciting. There should be a trailer soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to watch the trailer,
but
I'm going to keep away from the TV spots. Because remember, that's always the TV spots that have like little extra, and sometimes they give away certain elements. I think we have kind of an idea of what. But it'll, I don't know, it's Carrie Fisher.
I know.
And it's going to be the last time with Leia.
Yeah.
And where it ends, and I have a good feeling that Leia and Luke will reunite by the end of the film.
I hope so, yeah. Yeah, I think so, for sure.
Because,
Yeah, you would hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's still sad that there you will never get a scene with Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford.
Yeah, Harrison Ford, I know. You're right.
And I remember, you know, Mark Hamill spoke out about that. He's like, that was one thing I was really disappointed in, that we're never
going to... Luke and Han didn't get to reunite. Yeah.
So, but anyway, so that's some Star Wars news out there. The Force Friday toys are all out there, and I'm sure there will be a Porg somewhere in a Christmas stocking.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. Yeah,
they are
pretty They're pretty cute. Damn cute. I agree. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're pretty cute. Yeah.
So, but I don't know. Obviously, we'd love for you to kind of join us in on our conversations and kind of let us know, are you going to try to avoid any Star Wars marketing from here on out and just go into the movie just with what we know now?
Yeah, we'd love to hear your theories. Mitch especially loves Star Wars theories, as you can tell.
Absolutely.
Doesn't the nerdier the better, apparently. Mm-hmm. So please, you can email us at agalandagay@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter and Facebook, agalandagay, so you can reach us there. So please reach out to us.
And you can you can also give us a call and leave us a voicemail. That number, 816-237-8422. 816-237-8422. Leave us a message and we will play your message on our podcast.
Absolutely. So there you go. Until next time, be sure to go to the Apple podcasting app, Podbean, Stitcher, wherever you listen to us, and rate us and like us. That'd be great. So until next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.